Laurel McKean, District Traffic Engineer.
All right, Laurel. Well, here in just a few days, it looks like you guys will be starting a high-friction surface treatment project to be tested on a few different areas throughout the state. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
High-friction surface treatment is a program that came out of a federal highway initiative called Everyday Counts. It's a safety tool that is used and is applied onto a surface in order to increase the friction such that an individual's tire will, as people have said, stick to the road a little bit better and provide them better control, either through a curve or a location where they might have to stop at a high speed.
Very good. So this is expected to be a very good, a rather well-seen project. Now, in northwest Missouri, we're going to see that treatment project being done at the I-29 exit ramp to southbound I-635. Are there any other places in the north in the northwest region that we should be looking for that?
I do know that the St. Joseph District has a location. I'm not sure entirely where they selected, but for what we call the Kansas City region, that is our one location.
Very good. Now, if the turnout is good on this, if you see good results, do you plan on doing this in other locations as well?
The hope is that, as you know, if we see the good turnaround and safety improvements like other states have, other states have seen a 90% reduction in crashes where they've applied these, you know, it will become another tool in our toolbox to determine if we have a location that is having, you know, run off the road issues. It will be something that we can consider down the road.
That sounds great. All right. One of the last things that I'd like to ask you about is, with the accidents that we have seen in our state, are many of them that sort of thing, where they're going around the curve and running off the roads?
Yeah, we're finding that probably two-thirds of our crashes are on curves where individuals run off the road. So that is where we targeted first, was curves. But it can be applied in other areas. But the curves was our first initiative.
Very good. All right, Laurel, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this. It is definitely something that our drivers are going to want to know about and look out for and hopefully start to see in other places as long as it ends up with a good result. Is there anything else that you'd like to let the listeners know?
We're just very excited for this opportunity that Federal Highway Administration gave us to get a grant to test this known procedure in other states that have worked. So we're very excited to have this opportunity.